Now, in the last few days, 200 Ukrainian refugees have been calling Ballybunion their home. With me on the line to talk about this is Kevin O'Callaghan of the Ballybunion Development Company. Kevin, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us in the programme this morning. It's a busy time of year in Ballybunion. It's height of the tourist season. In the middle of all this, you have new arrivals.
Yes, good morning, Jerry. We have some new arrivals in Ballybunion and they've been given a lovely, nice, warm welcome here by Anton Tracy, the owner of the Golf Hotel, and his team. Not only that, there was a lovely welcome gathering on the men's beach on Monday that Radio Kerry covered to give them an official welcome from the townspeople themselves. So it's been a nice, warm welcome for them.
Yeah, what sort of reaction did they have, do you think, Kevin, coming to a place as beautiful and with such spectacular beach scenery and coastal scenery as Ballybunion?
Well, I guess that's been nice for them, Jerry. That's the right word to use. You know, it's welcoming, the beach is there, it's friendly and so forth. A lot of these people, Jerry, don't have great English, so it's sometimes it can be hard to converse with them. Thank goodness for Google Translate and everything like that.
Yeah.
I think their stay here is, you know, as pleasant and as right as it should be.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin, what's, and look, it's a reactivation as well of a hotel which was lying idle for some years, so it's bringing that back into use, at least initially for this purpose.
Yeah, well, that's a huge positive for the town that the Golf Hotel has reopened. There's been a lot of construction happening there for the last number of months. There's been a big team in there to turn it around. Probably wasn't the easiest thing to get done in the short space of time, but it'll be great for the lower end of Main Street to see another huge building open in town, to see life back in it, to see lights on at night, to see people coming and going. And that's warmly welcomed and very, very positive for the town.
Certainly is. How is the season going otherwise, Kevin? What kind of a year has it been?
The season is going, a lot of people in town, every possible holiday let, hotel, guest house, accommodation outlet is busy, bars and restaurants are busy. I think with the whole difficulty surrounding airline transfers and queues and waiting and getting from here to there, as we've seen a little bit of a kickback to that, and people are coming back to basics, to getting out on the beach. The weather could be kinder, Jerry, but people are making the most of it. We've got an excellent surf school here on the beach, and you know, Mark and Mulva and his team there are doing really well, and there's lots to do here. The golf course has never been better, and as you know, we had some high profile golf visitors to the golf course, so there's a lot happening in Ballybunion. It's been a good season so far, and hopefully it'll continue right throughout the end of August.
Yeah, a decent stretch of weather could be good, and the weather's going to get good again this week, so that's something to look forward to, and perhaps maybe extending into September, Kevin.
For sure, and into September we've got Listowel races to look forward to and so forth. We've opened a new theatre here in Ballybunion, the Tintown Theatre, and you know, so there's lots going on, there's lots to do, and I think there'll be a nice run-in of business into the shoulder late fall season, with people, you know, that even have been working in the tourism season taking a break at the end of the season. So that's always a positive, and people for generations love coming to Ballybunion, and we've got a number of great shows at the Tintown that you can see in at tintown.ie, so you can have a look there, and there's lots going on, lots to do, and we look forward to that.
Okay, Kevin, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for talking to us in the programme this morning. It's Kevin O'Callaghan there of the Ballybunion Development Company talking about the arrival of 200 refugees into Ballybunion over the last number of days, the welcome given for them, the supports, I suppose, needed to help them to integrate and connect maybe with Tralee for government services and all of that. There was concerns raised, I know, by Sinn Féin Councillor Robert Beasley on the Talkabout programme with Deirdre Walsh when this news first broke last week, that this number of people were coming to the area, that, you know, that there needs to be more resources and needs to try and get this organised and make sure it works.